Well, last Thursday brought about some excitement on the agricultural front as the House approval of the nutrition part of the Farm Bill was expected to result in quick House and Senate appointments of Farm Bill negotiators. But as Director Dale Moore from the Farm Bureau says, not so fast. It looks like there's yet another hoop to go through.
Our understanding now is that the nutrition bill to pass H.R. 3102 on the House floor will have to wait until a procedural motion or rule or something of that nature gets it linked back up to H.R. 2642, which is the farm bill the House passed back in July. And then that combination of the two bills then heads over to the Senate.
Moore said these delays are obviously frustrating, but what worries him even more is normally farm bill legislation is bipartisan, but even this bill now seems to have some political problems.
I can tell you from my experience when I worked on the Hill, anything that delays the process of getting started, particularly if we're talking the rules of the House versus the rules of the Senate and the conflict or collision therein, yes, it does cause frustration, and it just seems like there is a desired attempt to put as much agita into the Farm Bill conference process as possible before we get a chance to get started.
Now, once they do get the conferees together, they'll try to reconcile the differences between the House and the Senate version. Many on the dairy front are keeping a close eye on their aspect of the bill, as there is the Dairy Security Act passed by the Senate, which does include supply management. However, the House version eliminated that. And according to ag economist Mark Stevenson, he says eliminating supply management would be beneficial to Wisconsin's growing dairy industry.
It would make it easier for farms that are in growth mode. If you're growing, you wouldn't have all of the downside that you'd have during a period of time when you'd be being penalized for excessive growth.
Well, speaking of dairy, we certainly saw some growth on the butter market with some heavy trade. It picked up 7 cents to $1.60 a pound. Meanwhile, blocks unchanged, 179.5 cents per pound. Barrels unchanged at 176.75 cents per pound. Class 3 prices mixed. September goes off the board at 18.12. October up 9 to 18.09. November up 2 to 17.70. And December down 2 to 17.07. On the Board of Trade, a lower day. December corn on Friday lost 8.5 cents to 451.25 cents. March drops 8.25 to 463.75 cents. Beans for November off 24.25 to 13.16. March down 23 to $13 even. And December wheat off 10.75 at 646.25 cents per bushel. Fed cattle on the livestock front, choice beef steers and heifers 111 to 119, Holstein steers 96 to 108, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 70 to 87, most of the slaughter cows 54 to 69, replacement bull calves 65 to 150, heifer calves 60 to 135, and colored beef calves 175 to 265. Your barrels and gilts, 68 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 40 to 65. And feeder lambs, 123 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.